Welcome back. Studio 521 here in Irvine, California. Mike Hostus, McAllister, and Jeff Nowak. And practice 15 today. We're wrapping up full pads, and they'll go all the way through Friday before leaving on Saturday for Santa Clara. A lot of the old schoolers and a lot of former alumni here today, including Saints former Saints wide receiver Lance Moore, went to Toledo, was a 2005 undrafted free agent. Spoke with Lance this afternoon about being at camp today.
Saw Scott Chandler as well. It's like old home weekend. Are you doing just for us old guys anyway? You know, you gave me shirts. What brings you here?
Well, so we have a group chat. There's like 11 or 12 of us on this group chat from the Super Bowl team, and we talk every single day. And usually we're joking and clowning around on there, but we thought, okay, Saints are going to be in Southern California. There's a couple of us out here on the West Coast. Like, let's organize something so that we can all kind of get together and hang out for a day or so and you know, watch practice. And we were supposed to watch Saints versus 49ers today.
Didn't so we're weak.
Yeah, didn't work out, but it's all good. I mean, it's still good to come back and you know, be around football for sure, but to also be around a lot of the people that we've known for a long time and mean a lot to us.
That Super Bowl bond, in 20 years from now, you still have that 09 season. This is the first of two questions. I want to talk about that first, that 09 season, because you it's a ring that you always have and a bond that you'll always have.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I mean, people ask me about the Super Bowl team, the season and all that, and, you know, did you guys expect to win? And I said, in 08, I believe we were 8-8. And we had a decent team, and we thought that we were going to be good in 09, but I don't know that we truly actually believed it until into that year. Once we got going, and we just were like, okay, we're going to win this whole thing. And, you know, sometimes that it's like that. I mean, there's a very few team or very few number of teams that start out the year with realistic Super Bowl expectations. I don't know that we were that team in 08, but after 09, you bet we were the rest of the time there for sure.
Now, I say that bond of 09 because to me, and I'm older, but that bond begins in 06. And that season, to me, if you ask people, they say, "Oh yeah, they beat Atlanta to start." No. You went to Green Bay and Cleveland, played kind of average football in Cleveland, but still won. Which Saints fans are like, "Wait, we don't play average and win on the road."
Right.
Go to Green Bay, fall way behind.
Yep.
Huge comeback. So you're 2-0, and that season, I feel that Chicago game was there for the taking, and I do believe you beat the Colts in Peyton. That 06 team and that bond because of Katrina is almost unbreakable.
Yeah, well, and I think it even started like Millsaps College, like that training camp in 06. It wasn't just the 06 season. It was like, we are going to put this work in, and it's going to be so tough that the players are literally only going to be able to rely on one another, because you're going to hate the coaches, you're going to hate the front office, you're going to hate everybody because of how hard it was. And that definitely strengthened our bond. And then obviously into that season, that's what springboarded us to success that year, was how hard that camp was and how much we all had to rely on one another just to get through it.
It's Jackson, right?
I mean, Jackson, Mississippi. Right. I mean, it was hot. Two-a-days basically every single day. We were in pads. I mean, it was like, and it would rain every day, but we never got rained out of practice. It was incredible. It was the weirdest thing. But yeah, that created, or that started, the bond that really would eventually springboard us on to winning the Super Bowl in 2009.
And finally, what keeps you busy? What is Lance doing? With I know parents, as asked Scott the same question, because I'm a dad. I go, well, it's a full-time job right in there.
Yeah, well, so I'm a dad, but I'm also a certified agent. So I've got two rookies now, one in Seattle, one in Houston, and we're off and already recruiting for our 2025 class now. And I love it. Like, you know, the last 8.5 years, I've tried to figure out what was next and dabbled in media and scouting and a little bit in the coaching side, and just didn't love any of it. But needed to find a way that I could use my expertise and give back and still be associated with football in some way. And this has kind of been the best of all those worlds together, and really, really enjoy the getting to know the guys and then somewhat kind of becoming a mentor to them and just trying to help them, you know, better navigate their careers.
Good luck.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Super good guy, Lance Moore, Scott Chandler. And Deuce, Scott talked about this. And he goes, you know, California's great, but you learn about the character of a guy. You get back in that heat and that humidity. And so it's got to be a fine line, right, from a coaching standpoint. You want that. Right, you want that.
Oh, it's coming.
But you don't want
Metairie coming.
I know.
And you're going to find out real
too
quick.
Late at night.
Well, not even the night stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there will be some practices in the sun.
Yeah.
He won't take them inside. And I'm going to find out real quick, you know, who's meant for it and who's going to break.
Right.
I mean, because at some point, I got to know I can depend on him. I got to know that the elements aren't going to break you down. And this year, you're going to have some cold weather games. And, you know, Tampa always, regardless of when the game, it's always finds a way to be hot. And so from a mental standpoint, who's going to be with me and who's going to break?
Yet the fine line is don't break him in camp, right?
Well, you try not to break him in camp. Sometimes the elements are the elements, and you deal with it. But I
do have to challenge one thing. January 5th, I do not expect Tampa to be hot.
Man, Tampa find a way to be hot every year you go down there.
New Year's Day.
I mean, it finds a way to be hot every year go down there. It finds a way to be hot. I mean, it may not be the 105, but I
at
mean
least it's not September.
Yeah, we're gonna get 85, you know, and it's like it's January. What's going on? This is Florida.
Right.
That's what, for some reason, we're gonna get it.
Jeff, thoughts for end of this week? Do you have your map of 53? And is it pretty set, or is it?
Oh, it's still changing. It's still changing. You know, the A.T. Perry injury throws some things into flux. Hopefully, that's nothing significant.
He walked off on his own, so hopefully that.
Yeah, but you never know. Ankles are tough. Like we've seen that time after time after time. And if I think that he. You know, that's the position that I have some questions about in terms of where do you look at wide receiver? How many do you keep, you know, past the top three, which I would say the top three are Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and Cedric Wilson. I mean, I think it's pretty wide open still. Equanimeous St. Brown is an interesting guy, but he's been out with an injury. Bub Means, a rookie draft pick. I was really intrigued to watch him. He's been out with an injury, so... You know, that's the position to me that I think over the next couple weeks we're going to learn a lot about.
Do you have your 53, Deuce? I know you were kind of – I saw you were working that on paper a little bit. I mean, do you have the 53 in your head?
I normally go with 56 or 58. You have to play the game like they play it.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, because if you go with 53, it's going to be based off of – and they won't tell you, but it's true. Week one is not probably your normal roster. It's based off of who's healthy and who's not healthy.
You're keeping guys that you're going to eventually try to revert to IR.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So it's 53, but it's really 56,
like
57.
Jeff Coat would be a good example. I think he's a guy that if you were going to put him on IR and you thought he was done for the year, you would have done it already.
You would have done it already.
And if you weren't planning on wanting to keep him around, you would have moved on.
Correct. So, and so he's a young man, a prime example.
Yeah.
He will make your initial 53, and then he will go to injury reserve.
Right.
So another veteran may end up getting cut initially, but then you look around Wednesday morning, he's at practice.
I always look at the fullback.
Wait, who? Adam Prentice.
Yeah.
You know,
like
Adam's
you might
the
cut
only
Adam,
one.
You're like, you're going to stay. Just hang out.
Yeah, don't go home, Adam. You're released on Saturday.
Yeah.
Or you're released, whatever it is. So you pack it up, and I'm going home, and no, you're back. Where are you going? And so when you've got a veteran like that, that you know that won't go and sign with another team, he's in your plans. But right now I have to release him because, you know, there's three or four guys that I like, but I can't cut them because I can't put them on IR. That's where it kind of falls in. So he's originally your 53, but he's technically not.
And we'll close with this. And Xander Horvath, one of the fullbacks, was waived, and they signed Caleb Ford Dement, I believe that's how I say it. They both were number 40. And so you talk about the journey. He went to Kilgore College, Old Dominion, Washington State,
yep.
Texas State, and then spent the offseason with the New England Patriots. So I mean, it's
quite a lineup.
That's a lineup. There's a guy fighting for his job, and they will fight for those jobs for the rest of this week. Preseason game number 2.